Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramid and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Damn. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them. Nah. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown. We should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, Sun Helios Day Deity, Sun Deity Day, August the 16th, 2015. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're doing the intro for the upcoming series entitled Hebrew, the language of God, or the language of light, or the code of God. Today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about one of the most important topics in the history of humanity. That's why it's never discussed. That's why it's never taught. This is only taught and discussed in secret societies and in private top level 1% organizations. We're talking about spiritual coding. Spiritual coding or spiritual programming is the underlying understanding of reverse engineering. Everything that exists in this planet today is the result of reverse engineering spirit. Let me say that again. Everything that exists in this planet is a result of reversed engineered spirit. Let me say that again. Everything that exists in this planet is the result of reverse engineered spirit. Let me say that again. Everything that exists, everything that exists in this planet is the result of reverse engineering spirit. What the powers have been on the higher levels in the 1% organizations, what they do is they reverse engineered God. They reverse engineered light. E equals MC squared. Therefore, MC squared equals E. If you can understand that, your entire worldview will change. Your entire perspective will change. Hebrew is the biblical code of light. Let me say that again. Hebrew is the mental chemistry of light. Let me say that again. Hebrew is the spiritual chemistry of light. Let me say that again. Hebrew is the master key. Hebrew is the key to the kingdom. Because language, linguistics, is the key to code mass or matter. So without understanding spiritual coding, without understanding spiritual programming, which you are a spiritual program. But who programmed you? Notice I did not say you are a being programmer. You are a spiritual programmer. You can't program people. Oh, man, let me say that again. You cannot program people. Let me say that one more time. Now, if you didn't hear what I said, if you didn't understand what I said at the beginning, nothing I say for the next 15 minutes will make sense. If you didn't wrap your brain around what I just said at the beginning of the show, everything, let me say it again, everything that exists on this planet is the result of reverse engineering. Everything. Everything on this planet is reverse engineered light. Let me say it again. Everything on this planet is slowed down light. Hebrew is slowed down light. Hebrew is reverse engineered light. Hebrew is broken down code. It's a code. It's a program. The quest that we are embarking upon in this next series is how do you program spirit? You can't program me. I can't program you. That's what the powers that be try to get you to do. Nowhere in scripture can you find where one man has authority over another man. God gave us power over five kingdoms. I've talked about this on a plethora of shows. So you got power to program five kingdoms. Your power doesn't affect me. My power doesn't affect you, although they tell you it does. They use advertising. They use mind control. They use fluoride in the water. They got chemtrails in the air. They got Project Blue Beam. They got Project Woodpecker. They got all of these different programs to try to take away your power. Your God-given power is that you are a spiritual programmer. You program mass or matter, but you haven't been taught. So for the next 7, probably 10 hours on this next series, I'm going to teach you step by step how to program mass or matter. I don't care what nobody on the planet says. This is what they do in every secret society. This is what they teach at Yale and Harvard. This is what they teach at the top business schools. This is what they teach at the 1%. It's inside the book, The Secret. It's inside the book, Think and Grow Rich. It's inside the book, Think Big. It's inside of every from Amway to all the way down, every guru camp I went to, from Les Brown on down to Bill Gould, on up to my boy Tony Robbins, they all teach the same thing that you don't know. And so why is it that the world teaches this and you don't know? And you're a believer. And it came from your creator. So it came from your creator. The world teaches it and you don't know it. And so you're going through life and you can't pay your light bill. In fact, you're struggling to come up with $100 to pay to attend this series. How do I know? Man, I was in the same position. And if I'm not careful, every day I wake up, I have to make up and I have to decide I'm going to program my day according to the word of God. Programmers are spiritual people. Programmers are aware of the duality of ego and unspirituality. Programmers, have you ever seen a computer programmer? What do computer programmers do? Computer programs put in the code that builds the things that you use. Let me say that again. Computer programmers, so you are a spiritual programmer. But nobody told you that. How do you program spirit? With Hebrew. But you don't know what Hebrew is. No one was taught. We don't understand the language of God. We don't understand the language of life. We don't know what a kaf. We don't know what a yod. You don't know what a tet. You don't know what a het. Zin, a yah, a yod, a dalet, a gemel, a aleph, a ka, a sin, a shin. We wasn't taught, so we don't understand the historical argument against the reasons why the biblical account and science don't add up. There's no evidence for no mass exodus out of the book of Exodus. There's no evidence for a lot of the biblical stories that's inside the book, so the biblical scholars tend to ignore language. If you understand that Hebrew was the language of God and the language of the Torah, and it was handed down, and it comes from something that exists before Hebrew, before the Torah. So we got to go back, my brothers and sisters, before the children of Egypt became Egyptianized. And we must find the evidence of the biblical account of what Hebrew was before it was Egyptianized. And if we don't understand the linguistical etymology of our history, then we're lost. So you are a Bible code writer. So what does that mean in plain English? Coding is really a complicated way of manifesting or shaping reality. Any computer programmer will tell you, any app on your cell phone is a program. That program allows you to simplify your life, but the code is complicated. But the programmer uses his technological wherewithal to write this program that allows you to live your life. So God wrote this program to allow you to live his life on this planet. Programmers, never met a computer programmer. They are some very interesting people. Computer programmers are very astute. They're kind of weird. They live in an alternate universe than what we live in. You see, brothers and sisters, we must understand that programmers are aware of how things are built. Let me say that again. Not how they work, how they are built. Programmers are aware of how to build. So let me ask you a question, brothers. Let me ask you a question. Are you aware how to build? If you were, you would probably not be listening to this show. So we have to give knowledge so that way we can motivate. See, people they only invest in things that they see value in. So my show that's coming up on Hebrew, the language of God, if you don't see value in it, you can't come up with $100 to pay to attend it. People put their money where they see value. Let me say it again. People put their money when they see value. See, people hire people because they want or need something. Let me say it again. People hire, people pay. You're not going to give me $100 to listen to my show on Hebrew, the language of God, unless it's what you want or need. So the only way you can see value in it is if I explain to you what the value is. And see, often we don't see how the ego is the key motivator that either helps or prevents. You know why I almost destroyed, and I told everybody in my group, I wasn't bragging, I'm not arrogant, I lost my ego 2 months ago. Everything I'm doing now, I force myself to do from a position of confidence. What does that mean? That means that when you lose your ego, you don't stand on your own 2 feet. You stand on God's feet. So now my life is organized differently. And I told everybody in my group that that would be the case. After when I came to the realization that I did not put my marriage or my wife first. And I told members in my group, watch where I be 30 days from the date that my wife filed divorce. So I'm sitting in my old house, which is my wife's house right now. Just a week or 2 weeks ago, we weren't even talking. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because I'm not reading something out of no fairy tale book. It is up to you, my brothers and sisters, to declare and to decree. And if you do not know how, if you build the wrong thing, you're a programmer. I programmed my life the wrong way. So I had to rewrite the program. And I did. And I'm sitting in my house after I was bounced out. Another man was living in my house. Now, most programmers would say, hey, that's a wrap. That's between you and your God. See, I understand the value of a marriage. This is my second one, and this is my last one. I refuse to allow the enemy. I refuse to allow the enemy to use me to destroy what God has built. So I wrote a program. You ever write a program and it has, you ever seen these antivirus programs? What do? They attack computer viruses. What is a computer virus? thought about how computer viruses work? You know that computer viruses work on the same code that the computer work on? So we have an antivirus on our software. A computer virus is a agent. It is a molecule. It is a code that is capable of copying itself to bring about detrimental disruption to the program, computer virus. So what I did, knowingly or unknowingly, I put in malware in my life, and it affected my marriage. So I had a choice. I could throw out my computer and go get a brand new one. That's what everybody do. Your computer get a virus, and what do? You throw out your computer, you go get a new one. Or you can get an antivirus, and you can get rid of that. You can get rid of that virus, and you can keep your computer. That's what I did with my marriage. What are you going to do with yours? What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your spiritual life, brother? You're going to continue to allow the devil to just walk in and just freaking tear up. He is corrupting the system, and he's destroying data. That's what malware does. That's what Hebrew is. Hebrew is the execution. It replicates and it copies itself so that way it can produce more godliness. But we got this antivirus, we got this virus, not antivirus, we got this computer virus, this code. This virus is called the Cosmoglottor. This virus is spreading to yourself, and it is multiplying itself. It's just like cancer. Do you know how cancer cells work? Have you ever did the research on a cancer cell? I remember talking about this before. When I was doing the research on a cancer cell, do you know that cancer cells, number one, they need glucose to live. Cancer cells, they must have processed sugar. The thing that kills your normal cells feeds cancer cells. Isn't that the craziest thing? So the things that I did in my life that destroyed my marriage, and so I had to reprogram it. And the same thing with you financially, the same thing with you with your health, the same thing with you in the area of wisdom, the same thing with you in the area of your relationships. You are doing things, you got cancer, you got a cancer cell. See, cancer cells replicate faster than normal cells. So I don't care how much good you have in your life, if you got a cancer cell in your body, it replicates faster than the good cells do. And so your job is to understand what I'm being ready to share in this next series. You have to be on this next series. You have to. It's not an option. You have to do whatever it takes to make sure that you understand how to become a spiritual programmer. Because I'm going to break down that creating is coding and coding is creating. Let me say it again. Creating is coding and coding is creating. So you are a spiritual coder. Do you know how to work spiritual code? Do you know what a spiritual code is? You know the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Duality. Spiritual programmers, coders, understand the code. The word of God is the code. So you got to learn how to program your spiritual computer, which is you, with the spiritual code, which is the word of God. But we haven't been taught that. At least nobody taught me. And so I decided after I destroyed, I said, okay, Father, I can walk away from my second marriage and go on and find somebody else and destroy their life. Or I could rewrite the code. So I decided to rewrite the code. See, coding is something that you come to understand intuitively. Let me say that again. Coding is something that you come to understand intuitively. It can be taught. The Holy Spirit leads and guides you. It is complicated. And trying to understand everything is impossible. Coding is poetry. Coding is spiritual poetry. Now, we're talking about spiritual coding. That's Hebrew. That's the word of God. So we're going to take, I'm going to break it down in this series. I'm not talking about the Hebrew that we got. I'm talking about Paleo Hebrew. So we're going to break down Paleo Hebrew because Paleo Hebrew is the code that allows one to regene their life. Now, again, brothers and sisters, I'm living it right today because I asked God, Father, what was wrong? He said, you got the wrong code. I said, but I got the word of God. He said that there's many gods. So he said, go to Judges chapter 10. Now, anybody listening to the show, you don't believe me? I pray to God you don't believe me. Go to Judges chapter 10, verse 6. I triple dare any listener listening to this show to go to Judges chapter 10, verse 6 and read it. Then I triple dare any listener listening to this show to look up the definition of the word Elohim in the original code. So Hebrew is the spiritual code of God. And so therefore you are a spiritual coder, but you don't know like a computer code. A computer code. Who makes the most money in the world? How did Bill Gates? How did Steve Jobs? How did these guys make all this money? They understand coding. You are a spiritual programmer, but you don't know how to work the spirit. You don't even understand the spiritual language, like computer language. You know, but you know COBOL and all those old computers when they first came out with computer coding. So when I destroyed my life and I say, okay, Father, nobody could help me this day. Everybody just told me, walk away, brother, walk away. So I'm tired of running. I don't, you know, it's like in the movie, The Matrix. You remember The Matrix when Neo was getting his blankety-blank whoop, and then all of a sudden, man, he's like, I'm tired of running. Everybody says, you see an agent, run. I ain't running no more. Aren't you tired of running? Man, I'm tired of running. I'm tired of getting whooped. I'm not losing no more battles. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So what I went to the Father and asked, and I said, okay, Father, if this works, it'll work in my marriage. So I applied it in my marriage, and guess what? I'm back at home with my wife after she filed for divorce. And so you say, well, Brother Will, man, that is, you know, that's, you know, praise God, brother. Absolutely. So am I here because I'm some kind of a guru? I'm trying to, do you know how many mistakes I've made in my life? Do you know, if you want to see a miracle, go to Facebook and look at my picture. You know, I should have been dead when I was 6, 7 years old after all that crap growing up with Sister X. Then I leave there and I move to Richmond. I got my ass whooped every day. I got out of that. Then I go to Marine Corps boot camp. I don't even know how I got out of that. Then I got that. I went to law enforcement. I don't know how I got out of that. Then I went to correct. Then I worked in a supermax prison where dudes was trying to throw AIDS infected feces and urine on me every day. Then I got out of that. And it just goes on and on. How? The Word of God. Why? The Word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. That is the code of life. So Hebrew is the spiritual code of creation. So in this next series, 7 to 10 hours, I think I may need 10 hours. Again, the cost is $100. You have to. This is not an option. If you don't understand spiritual programming, if you don't understand spiritual coding, now I'm using the word coding and I'm using the word programming as an analogy because everybody has a computer. You're listening to this show on your cell phone probably. How does your cell phone work? Your cell phone works on apps, but the question is who wrote the app? The app was wrote by a programmer. So what if you could write your own spiritual app? Your own spiritual applications for your own life. You can. Now, you can't write it for my life, but you can write it for your own. Because God gave us dominion over 5 kingdoms. Now, I don't know about you, my brothers. You ever look up the definition of the word? And I'm going to break all of this down in the series. But so that way, again, people put money where they see value. And so, if you don't see value in this next series, Hebrew, the language of light, because God is light. If you don't see value in it, you're not going to partake, and you're going to continue writing the wrong code, and therefore garbage in, garbage out. Let me say that again. Computers only compute what you put in. If you write a garbage program, you're going to live a garbage life. So God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. God gave you dominion over 5 kingdoms. Dominion. Now, brothers and sisters, you have spiritual dominion. Now, the word dominion means power or right for governing and controlling. Let me say that again. Somebody please write this down. The word dominion means power and right over governing and controlling. That's what you have over 5 kingdoms. So God has given you power and dominion, or God has given you power and right, I should say, for governing and controlling 5 kingdoms. The way that you do that is with the Word of God. The Word of God came from different languages. Those different languages came from Hebrew. Hebrew came from Paleo-Hebrew. Paleo-Hebrew came from the Phoenicians and came from the Aramaic. And so we got to break down coding. Coding, my brothers and sisters, is the most spiritual thing you can do. It is poetry in motion. It is God in motion. Programming is the most elaborate gift that was given to us. Just like with a computer code or program, so it is with a spiritual code or program. Programming teaches you to connect with reality. It allows you to connect the spirituality of God and the humanity of life on this earth. Programming allows you to actually stop and think before you start doing. If you stop and think before you start doing, if you stop and think before you start doing, then you take control instead of allowing control to take you. When you stop and think that life is a manifestation of the transformation of the Word of God into things that we can understand, that's what a code is. So we're going to take the Word of God, we're going to transfer it into something that you can understand, that's your code. Inside of your DNA, you have what is called a codon, C-O-D-O-N. The Bible in the original is called the Helios Codex, or it's called the Codex Biblius. The devil's Bible is called the Codex Gigas. Now, these words are very important words. We're going to break them down in the next series. The word codex means trunk, tree, or block of wood. It means paper. It means papyrus. Codex. Codex is a Latin word that means trunk of a tree. Codex. Now, inside of now, codex is what the Bible is. Codon is what the DNA is. So the codex affects the codon. That's what we're going to be discussing for the next 7 to 10 hours during the next series, Hebrew, the Spiritual Code of God. I'm going to teach you how to take the codex and apply it so that way it affects the codon. The codon is the sequence of three. We talked about that on the previous show, and I'm going to break down the power of three during the series because it affects the DNA, and the DNA gives instructions to the RNA. And the RNA is the nucleotide that corresponds with specific amino acids that tells them to stop or to start. This codon is a part of the genetic code of Hebrew. So this genetic code, you got the genetic code of God inside of your DNA. Now you just got to learn to turn it on and turn it off. That's what the next series is going to teach you. During the next series, I'm going to teach you spiritual coding. We're going to teach you how to take the Word of God, and it's going to, again, you at the end of this series, you will be what I call a spiritual programmer. Again, a spiritual programmer teaches you the laws of heaven, how they control or affect earth. We're going to take, and you're going to become a code writer and a spiritual programmer using the language of light, liquid light, or Hebrew, Paleo Hebrew. And what we're going to do during this series is to break down so that way you understand the language of light. Let me close with a quote. This is a quote from, oh man, where did I find this book? It was ancient, I can't even remember the book. Basically says, Hebrew has all of the characteristics of a language that is developed precisely for the area where it was spoken in. It is closely related to Phoenicians, but it is not Phoenician. It is more remotely akin to Aramaic, but it's not Aramaic. There is about the ancient Hebrew language. Maybe because a couple of the words are loaned that cannot be explained to where they get their essence. It is still more remotely related to the Egyptians, but there is no Egyptian influence on or in Hebrew, apart from some of the words which were loaned or taken from ancient Egypt. Now, this was something that was written in one of those secret society books that I read way back in the day. And there was one other thing that I want to close with about the power of what we're going to be discussing and the danger. What if you write the wrong program? What if you take this information and you do what I did? And you write a program that's based on wealth, health, and wisdom. And that program based upon wealth, health, and wisdom works. Wealth, man, you're doing great. Health, oh man, outstanding. Wisdom, man, you know all kind of stuff. Quote scriptures left and right. But you don't write in a program nothing about relationships. So the people think that my life was a failure. They say, oh, man, look at Doc. Man, I feel sorry for you, Doc. No, don't feel sorry for me. I got exactly what I wrote down. Exactly what I wrote in the program is exactly what manifested in my life. And then I realized that, okay, I wrote down that program, but I left out an important area of the program. So I added that part. I started implementing that part. And guess what? The program is working. Strangest thing since sliced bread. But when I read the program, the programmer who gave me the program said that he honors his word above his own name. The programmer told me that his word cannot return. I don't know about you guys, but the programmer that I got my program from, he told me that his word, not mine. So I don't use my words. Whose words are you guys using? My programmer told me that he honors his word above his own name. He said that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He said that his word will illuminate my heart. He said that his word is truth. So I didn't use my words. I used his word. Because he said that he honors his word above his own name. That's what it says in Psalms 138, verse 2. And so when I understand that the word of God is alive, it is powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we live in a world of duality. So the word of God pierces through the duality of life, and it changes it. So let me make sure that I'm crystal clear on why you have to be on this next series. Because there's something in your life that you want to change. If everything in your life is perfect, you have no need to tune in to Hebrew, the language of light, or the language of God. But if there's something in your life that you want to align with the word of God, now, I'm not talking about this worldly stuff. I'm not talking about creating. Now, anybody can go out and do what Jay-Z do it. In fact, you can go out and you can join the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. It works better. It works faster. I got money faster when I was in the world than I did when I became a part of the kingdom. So if you just want money, you don't need to listen to me. If you just want money, go read the book Think and Grow Rich. If you want money. If you just want to get in shape, you don't need to listen to me. If you just want physical fitness, you want to drop 30 pounds, just read my book. Matter of fact, just read the Atkins diet. Just do the Atkins diet. You drop 30 pounds in 30 days, guaranteed. Just do the Atkins diet. So you don't need no spiritual programming. But if you want a relationship with God, if you want eternal life, if you want to wake up with peace, if you want to have love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, if you want the fruit of the Spirit to manifest in your life every day, if you're sick and tired of waking up and the enemy is misusing and abusing you, if you're sick and tired, like I've been, of going from being in a relationship with people and the relationship is not working because you didn't write the relationship, the key, husbands love your wife the way Christ loves the church. That's the code. Put that down on a piece of paper, read it, and then start doing that. See how fast your life, see how fast your marriage changed. I went from being divorced, getting ready to sign divorce papers, to being back in my house in a week. What did I do? Husbands love your wife the way Christ loved the church. I'm not making this stuff up, brothers. I'm not making this stuff up. This stuff works. The word of God is alive and powerful. Do you know the word of God cannot return void? I don't know if you understand what that means. God said that his word cannot return void. That means his word must accomplish what it's sent out to do. Let me close with it. I said I was going to close earlier, so let me be a man of my word and close. Isaiah 55, verse 10. We're going to finish up with verse 11. Isaiah 55, 10 says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and as do not return there without watering the earth and making it bare and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater." In other words, he's saying, okay, the rain, snow come down the earth, it waters the earth, it flourishes the earth, it makes seed grow, and it brings bread to the eater. He's saying the same way that whatever the rain and the snow and the water does, look at what Isaiah says in 55 verse 11. "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return unto me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter." Anybody want to program mass matter? "Without succeeding in the matter," not manner, M-A-T-T-E-R, "without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Verse 12, "For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap with their hands." You guys see nature doing any of that kind of stuff? When you put the word of God in your mouth and you spit it out your mouth, things change. Guaranteed. But who's guaranteeing this? Is it on me? No. God, the programmer, the supreme programmer, the programmers of programmers, the programmer who teach programmers how to program, the code writer himself, the original code writer, the original coder who wrote the code. In the code, he said, this code can't return void. It has to accomplish that which is sent. So now it's our turn. Now it's your turn to write the code. It's your turn to create, because you are a co-creator with the creator, because you're the offspring. Again, the offspring of a spiritual coder grows up to be a spiritual coder. The offspring of a spiritual programmer grows up to be a spiritual programmer. I don't know about you, but my Bible says that I'm in his image and his likeness. I'm his offspring. I'm a child of the king. So therefore, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna continue. Now, I've learned a lot in the last 2 months that has totally transformed my entire worldview. And I thought I knew a little something. And so now, from now until if we can go past September, we're gonna keep rolling with it. But some big changes is coming in September. So my brothers and my sisters, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. If you haven't done so already, make that $100 donation. Join me Monday night at 7 p.m. Again, everything is recorded. If you miss a recording, at the end of every recording, I'm going to send you the download. Once the entire 7-10-hour series is complete, I will send you the entire series in a nice package, and I will electronically or email it to you so you have all 10 episodes in one spot. This series, again, based upon what God says, is going to change your life. Why? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and see, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pop. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe you're inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going nuts to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. I'm 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and dism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause the dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with the tail. They said I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're
still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.